Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the second chapter of Acts, the following words. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This is the text. My dear brother and sister, the effect of the Holy Spirit is nothing short of dramatic. The before and the after pictures are in a sharp contrast. The disciples must have renewed and extended the lease on that upper room, because this is now 50 days since the resurrection and 52 days since the night in which Jesus was betrayed. They are still in that upper room that they prepared for the Passover meal, which you and I call the Last Supper. The night in which Jesus was betrayed, the night in which he instituted for us this memorial, the Lord's Supper, so that our faith would be continuously rekindled and nourished and strengthened. Jesus had told the disciples on the mount outside of Jerusalem from where he ascended. We believe it's the Mount of Olives. It's not mentioned fully in the Bible. That they should return to Jerusalem and wait. Sit tight. This is now 10 days later after the ascension. And then the Holy Spirit comes down. The place lights up in fire. The fire that is symbolic of change, of a change for the purification. Gold is not nice until it is purified in fire, and all the impurities are burned up, but the gold, the true gold, resists the flames and the heat. It melts, but it's not consumed. It does not combust. Gold remains. So the fire of the Holy Spirit comes and consumes all the impurities in us. And that is the symbolism of the red pyramids and the stole today, to symbolize that the Holy Spirit does come into our hearts, into our minds, into our lives, and changes things, does away with all the impurity, and presents us pure to God the Father, the bride of Jesus, without blemish, without stain, without sin, without imperfection, beautifully dressed, dressed in the righteousness of Christ. That is the work of the Holy Spirit when he comes in us and works in us faith. On the 50th day, the disciples were still all together and they were praying, and there was this sound. And you and I all remember this story from our Sunday school days, don't we? And we remember the pictures of all the disciples looking very pious and having a little tongue of fire on their head, and us children asking, "Teacher, how come it didn't burn their hair?" We know how easily hair is burned in fire when you brush over this lit stove with your arm. No, this is a different fire. This is spiritual fire. This is fire from God. The answer would come. Pentecost is 50th. It's an ordinal number. it's different from a cardinal number. Cardinal numbers are taken for their value. If I say I have 4 bananas, then you can imagine 1, 2, 3, 4 bananas. But if I tell you I just had my 4th banana of the day, then your mind goes back to the first. Oh, there was a first. And then he ate another one and another one, and now he just ate the 4th banana. 4th is ordinal, in order, first, second. 50th is Pentecostes, is an ordinal number in Greek, and it means the 50th day. Well, just like with the bananas, if there is a 4th, you know there must have been a 1st. If there is a 50th, there was a 1st. What happened on the 1st? The resurrection of Christ. What else would be worthy to be counting from? So, on the 50th day, they were all together, and the Holy Spirit came down on them. And that made all the difference. And God's timing is always perfect. Every 7 weeks, there is a super Sabbath day, not only on Saturday, but the following day, which is Sunday for us. So, a super Saturday would happen every 7 weeks. A super Saturday happened on the day Jesus was crucified. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on those super Saturdays, the super Sabbath, when the seventh Sabbath was 2 days and not just one, the population of Jerusalem would swell with people from all over the world. Here, in this case, there were people from 15 different languages. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And they said, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. That's God for you. When he calls a press conference, he makes it count. When God has something to announce, he announces it on special occasions. So Jerusalem is filled with people, and he brings 3,000 listeners picked by the finger of the Holy Spirit to listen to the message of the 11 disciples in in 15 different languages. And what happens on Monday? They all go back home, carrying in their heart and mind the message. I am a Christian now. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. That is how God does things. He makes it count. Do you know how this worked? 11 disciples spoke in 15 different languages at the same time. Do you know how that worked? I don't either. And if you want to know, ask God, because we have no human understanding except that God is above the rules of physics that he himself installed. And he can do what he wants, not what makes sense. Often the doctors paint scenarios to us. Well, it's going to be like this, like that, or like that. The best case scenario is this one. Don't believe that. Trust in God. I did. And I don't say that in any way, shape, or form to brag about my faith. Be far from me. But last Friday I was going in for a surgery, and the doctors had painted 3 scenarios, and the actual scenario that turns out is far better than the best of the 3 scenarios that they had imagined. Well, we really don't know. This happens sometimes. We don't know. And today I got a call confirming it all, that indeed I am cancer free. What it means that I'll be here for a while yet, preaching at you and to you and for you, because the Word of God is given for our salvation, and I am given the privilege to share this with you. So many languages are heard every single year in our fellowship hall, when we get people from virtually 10 different countries that tell us different stories about their mission work. So Pentecost, do not think of it as one day far back in history in Jerusalem that happened 50 days after the resurrection. Pentecost, the speaking in languages, the sharing of the Word of God, the work of the Holy Spirit happens every single day in our world. And you and I, through our congregation here, go corporately into 12 of the countries of the world sharing the gospel with them. On the 13th, Thursday morning, you are not busy, come here. Listen to Michael Wildauer talk the ministry that he is doing from the seminary in Togo, in Kapaong, Togo, to students from 6 different Francophone or French-speaking countries. So we, you and I, who sustain Micah Wildauer and Robin and their children in Kapaong, through us, students from 6 different countries hear the gospel, become pastors, get ordained, and are sent back into their countries to preach the gospel. How many lives can one pastor reach? Again, ask God. He knows the answer. But it is pretty much unlimited. The sky is the limit. God does what he wants. That's what we call so beautifully the divine imperative. Do your will. I submit. And I depend on you. Not on my job to get food, not on my doctors to be healthy. God is my refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. And the Lord's command to the disciples is, go back to Jerusalem and stay there until you receive the Holy Spirit. Luke relates it like this, and you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, in Samaria, northwest, hop on a ship, and to the ends of the earth. Go into the ends of the earth. And that's why you and I are here tonight in New Berlin, 7,500 miles away, speaking about these things that happened in Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago. And then the Lord does another beautiful thing to spread further the word. He makes it hard for Christians to survive in Israel. And so they are exposed. We call it the spreading or diaspora, a word that comes from Greek, to spread. They spread throughout the whole world. And as each Christian moved to a different city, to a different continent, he or she took Christianity with them. And they would start with a little Sunday school and a little coffee clutch with their neighbors. And the word grew and spread. Every day, language barriers are broken by our Lutheran Bible translators and by our missionaries that we send throughout the whole world. I don't know what Rachel Meyer heard across the compound in the school that she teaches in Bufuula, Uganda, but it must have been beautiful. It must have been beautiful because she said it brought tears to her eyes. Last year's seventh graders, this year's eighth graders, she taught the seventh graders last year, she said. And across the compound in their classroom in the eighth grade, they were singing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," in Uganda. She taught them, and they carried that home. Must be beautiful to hear the Holy Spirit still speaking in different languages. So the miracle of Pentecost endures. It perpetuates. It is given continuance to you and me. Because we cannot keep the news to ourselves, we have to spread it, to share it with others. The disciples were identified by the tongues of fire. You and I are identified by mission work, by the words of mercy, as we share the gospel throughout the whole world. Presently, Blessed Savior is active in 12 different countries, and let's not just sit down and relax now, but let's keep going and intensify year after year our will, our desire, and our work to share the good news. Jesus died. Salvation is free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace.